Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we shall come to agenda number two. Before that, okay, there is an announcement. I have this announcement from the bureau. I am asked to inform members that Mr. Tony Chan will be transferred out of Development Bureau by end of September 2010.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And Mr. Ronald Leung will take over as secretary to the Kai Tak Task Force at the next meeting. Okay? So, well, welcome Ronald, and I wish Tony all the best, and thank you for your past contribution to both the Harbourfront Commission and the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee. And I wish you well in your further venture.
I think Tony's going back to school.
Huh?
He's going back to school.
Going back to school. Oh, you're so young. Okay. Tell everyone where you're going.
Okay. I'm going to be going on training in London from October to December.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Item two. Terms of reference. We have tabled to you a paper that state the terms of reference for the Harbourfront Commission subcommittee, right? Task force, right? The terms of reference will be the same for each task force, save for the geographical coverage. So you should be on your desk a terms of reference. I was told that these terms of reference will be the same for Kai Tak, Hong Kong Island, and Kowloon. So if members have any comments, please raise. We are targeting that our members will discuss this and endorse the terms of reference before going on to other things. Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. I have an important matter to bring to your attention. Under item 3 of our terms of reference, it does mention provide comments and monitor the planning of the land marine use. So, one important item for Kai Tak that we must all agree with must be the cruise terminal. I got here 6 reasons, which I will mention if you're interested. I think the matter speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it is important that we have a specific paper on the cruise center. Drawing a parallel with the central task force, there is a separate paper for the relocation of the Hong Kong Maritime Museum, right, to the South area. So that formed by itself a paper. But there's no paper before us which concerns this much more important development, which is the cruise terminal. I suggest that there should be a separate paper for discussion of the cruise terminal. At the moment, there are 5 papers, but none of them deals with the cruise terminal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other comments?
Chairman,
yes, Nick.
Just on the terms on item 3A, what we tried to do here, and it was a very good comment from Paul Zimmerman, that we should have as much attention, pay as much attention, if you like, to what happens on the water as it does on the land. So this land stroke marine use is very deliberate, that we need to look at the interface between land and water, and we try to react and respond to that. And I think hopefully that Paul would find that as a acceptable.
Yes. So that's being incorporated, right? Yeah, thanks, Nick. Thanks for the reminder. Any other comments?
May I have a ruling on this?
Because yeah, sure.
Another matter will be raised at end of the meeting under another business.
I
table the letter asking for information
concerning
the cruise center.
We'll handle that. I'm just trying to see whether there are other comments from members.
Thank you.
Clement? Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Chairman. I'm Clement. I'm with the Tourism Commission. And
this is the first time of a meeting, so I appreciate Winston's comment. I'm not sure whether, because this is the first meeting, so it doesn't really mean that we are not prepared to provide the necessary information or update on the development of the cruise terminal, you know, for members' reference. Mm-hmm. So I was advised by the secretary before the meeting that Winston may have some comments on the project, and which as he mentioned that it will be raised under the AOB. So I just want to clarify that it's not that we're not willing to provide the relevant information. It's just because probably this is the first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to okay.
Don't worry. Yeah. Thanks, Clement. And we are talking about the terms of reference of this task force. So it's not about what are we going to talk about in this meeting. So I think the issue actually is whether we should explicitly include cruise terminal into the wordings of the terms of reference. Is this what you're after, Winston?
Yes, I have suggested a slight amendment to paragraph 3A, which is to say including the cruise terminal and land use of the Kai Tak runway. The two are related. I think that forms an essential part of the Kai Tak overall plan.
You mean you put the above wording after
Right at A, the end, I think. Right
at the end of A, right?
Yes.
An implementation of harbour, marine urban design implementation of harbourfront development proposal, including the cruise terminal and land use of Kai Tak runway.
Correct.
Thank you. So I seek members' opinion or any comments on this revision. Yes, Kevin.
Yes, I just want to give you a very brief update on the project, so as to put members in the context. As probably colleagues from CDD and also the planning department also well aware that the project actually we have already secured the funding from the Legislative Council
mm-hmm.
earlier this year, and we have already gone through the design and build contract stage. We have already shortlisted the contractor and also the designer for the project. So may I just say that the project has now come to a very advanced stage. So As I said, I'm very happy to provide information relating to the latest position of the project. And also note that the terms of reference states that to provide comments and monitor the planning. So I guess as long as members are aware of the current state of play of the project, then I have no particular comment on the proposed amendment.
Okay, fine. Right, yes.
Can I quickly respond to that?
Yeah.
We proposed the cruise center back in 1998 to the then Secretary for Planning, Mr. Gordon Sue, and was accepted. So over the past 12 years, we've been pushing this forward. The last thing that we are interested in is cause any delay. However, we now have the only opportunity ever of having a properly designed, sizable cruise center. Our thinking is that the present facilities may not be enough for the next 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And we have now the opportunity to make use of another section of the runway to rezone it to be cruise terminal reserve rather than to sell the land to developers. That's what we are talking about. We're not going to cause any delay. Wish you the best of luck.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd like to help you to give Hong Kong a good cruise center,
mm-hmm.
a good cruise terminal that will cater for our needs for the next 30 years.
Okay, thank you, Winston. I think we are. Let's focus on the terms of reference, right? So we are just talking about whether the statement as proposed by Winston, putting including the cruise terminal and land use of Kai Tak runway in the terms of reference is appropriate. You know, I personally don't see any problem with, cruise terminal is definitely harbour front development proposal, right? So if we are talking about planning, land marine use, urban design implementation, so it should be included. So writing including cruise terminal, etc., I don't see any debatable issues unless otherwise have other views, right? Yes, Peter?
Well, I think just to back up Winston there, I think the main view is really the long term needs,
yeah,
and the ability to expand. I mean, very clearly that might well influence the existing design, or it may well influence the waterfront along the runway adjacent to the existing cruise terminal. So in either sense, it's going to provide some sort of potential constraint to waterfront design.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to be aware that the brief itself is catering for the long-term needs, as Winston said.
Chairman, there's a legal aspect to this, because unless we do a proper planning now for the next 30 years, maybe in 10 or 20 years' time, they need an expansion of the cruise terminal into the harbour, more reclamation, and that would be illegal. Therefore, it is our request that you consider it now and not consider the matter too late in 20 years' time. So there is a legal aspect to this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other different views or comments?
I don't want to, you know, argue with members on over this point. As I said, I just want to put members in a context about the current state of play. And when we talk about the layout, when we talk about the design, it's pretty much finalized. And we, in fact, as far as I understand it, a few years ago, when we were talking about the Kai Tak planning review, when we were talking about the OZP, we went through a very extensive process of discussion over all these issues. And the current design and the current planning parameters of the cruise terminal were a result of all those discussions and studies. So I just want to put members in the context. And so when I understand that there is still room for planning for expansion, possible expansion, but I guess in respect of the current design about the cruise terminal, as I said, it has already gone through the necessary procedures. So just for members' information.
Yeah, thank you for the note. Right, I think members are well aware of projects along the entire harbourfront program. So what has been decided, how much we can move around, what can be done, what cannot be done. Members are well aware of that, right? So we are just talking about the terms of reference, right? Yep. Any other things? Nick, yeah.
Sorry, Chairman. I'm just going to suggest that we agree the wording, and we ask for a paper next time on the progress of the cruise terminal.
Yep. Okay. Any objections? No. So thanks, Nick. I think the wordings as proposed will be included into the terms of reference.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Any other comments on the terms of reference?
This view on the part of the terms of reference.
Right. Okay. Yeah, may I also draw your attention to there's a map, right? showing the area or the boundary of the task force, right? So the Kai Tak task force will be responsible for the from the area marked with a purple line, right? So beyond that will be the responsibility of other task force. There any further comments from members on the terms of reference? Okay. If there is no further comments, I would ask members to endorse the terms of reference table here with the amendment made by Winston earlier. Okay. Thank you.